This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A key econ question of the spring in the more vaccinated countries, is inflation now an acute condition or a chronic one? Acute would mean there's a good chance it'll heal itself soon. Let's look at how a hiring challenge for restaurants these days can play into inflation. We'll go to London for this with my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig.
The last year has been a slog for the British hospitality industry. It lost out on more than $110 billion in 2020, according to industry group UK Hospitality. But things are turning around, and fast.
We are very, very booked. Just full to the end of the month.
That's James Fryer, director of the Woodhead Restaurant Group. With the economy now almost fully reopened after a painful three-month lockdown, Fryer is on a hiring spree.
Oh, everyone and everything.
He's hiring several chefs and more waitstaff at all of the company's four restaurants.
It's a lot. We put out these posts on Instagram, and I know that everybody puts posts on Instagram at the moment, so we feel like maybe we're in a sea of people, but we're fairly confident we can fill those gaps.
Getting people to agree to come on board, though, requires a little more incentive these days.
For us, it's about trying to communicate. What we may have above and beyond another job opportunity is the ability to grow, create a career out of this.
At the moment, that doesn't include higher wages, but pressure to offer a bigger paycheck might be mounting. KPMG research found starting salaries and temp worker wages rose sharply starting in March. So could these early signs of wage growth alongside an explosion in demand from lockdown-fatigued customers all be signs inflation in the UK will boom past the central bank's 2% target?
We're not forecasting a big overshoot in inflation, but I mean, certainly it's a question that we're hearing more and more.
That's HSBC economist Liz Martin.
And I can see why, you know, if we go back to the textbooks, inflation is about supply and demand. And the pandemic hit the supply side because we essentially produced a lot fewer goods and services. And then the demand side is pretty strong because we've got this recovery, we've got all this saved wealth.
UK households have roughly $300 billion in extra savings. And according to the Bank of England, which compiled that data, about 10% of it will be spent in the near term. That's something many in hospitality, including Woodhead's Fryer, are banking on as diners come out in droves to enjoy post-lockdown meals.
People are our bread and butter, and we've missed everybody for the last year of our lives.
Still, Martin cautions that if all that extra spending, coupled with rising wholesale and commodity prices, does push inflation higher, it likely won't be for a sustained period because the government and central bank are still supporting the economy. So it might not be a summer inflation boom that's on the horizon, but just a return to the kind of normalcy the British public has been craving. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.